Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message. Who's ready to run all the way back with me, right? So give a hand for Pastor Richard Ishmael. He's not here, but that was pretty good. I watched that this week, and it really just resonated with me. I was already having some things in my spirit that were going on. And how many know that God and goals are things that should be tied together? Many times, and I'm preaching right now, so we're going to get going. Amen. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you to God for this opportunity to share your word. I pray to God that you be glorified in everything that we say and we do. Dear God, I pray to God that this word will impact, change, lift us up to know who you are in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let everybody say amen and amen. I believe that goals as believers has to be something that we constantly do, right? And my theme scripture is going to be Philippians 3:12-14. And when you guys get a chance, go ahead and pull that up, and I'll read it when you get there. But when I look at goals, many times we forget that there is different things that God has placed us here. As Christians, sometimes we can get saved, and that's the number one goal, right? That's the number one thing. But then we're just like, okay, as long as I can. Have anybody heard somebody say this? As long as I can make it into heaven, I'll be good. But there's a passage in the Bible that talks about every work that you do will be judged. I was talking about this with somebody this week, and I said that's one of the most scary passages in the Bible. Even though you're a Christian, every work that you do is going to be judged, and you're going to go through fire to see what that work was really about. So I was like, man, we have to make sure that we are setting goals, not only goals that are for us, right? This is a good goal to want to lose weight. It's a good goal to want to spend more time with your kids. But how many know that's not a spiritual goal, right? Those are good goals. Somebody say good goals. But what are your spiritual goals? I think about spiritual goals. For some people, it might be let's pray 5 more minutes. There's nothing wrong with that. God, help me to be able to hear your voice even more consistently. Amen. Maybe it's speaking God's word into your life, sharing the gospel with some other people, right? There's different goals that we can have as Christians, but how often are we setting those goals? And like he says, what are those small goals towards that? Because I've heard people say, I want to lead 1 million people to God. Man, you got to start with one. That's a lot. 1 million people is a lot, right? But maybe this year your thing is, God, I just want to lead 2 or 3 people to you, God. So start to show me who those people are. One of my goals is, God, I want to help disciple 3 new people. And I'm like, okay, God, show me who those people are. And God is starting to reveal some of my neighbors to me. It was funny today. I was leaving out, and I was like, hey, I can't wait to see what we'll do tomorrow, talking about the Seahawks. And he was like, oh, we're going to link up tomorrow. And I was like, oh, no, I meant the Seahawks. But what it did was it showed me he wants to link up with me. So now, and I've been, all my neighbors all of a sudden, they want to spend time with me. And I'm like, okay, God, you're doing something here. So I'm like, okay, cool. Now I know I got to reach this guy because he desires to be around me. There's something that God has done already. The first time I met him, I said, man, hey, how can I pray for you? What's your name? And he was like, wow. You know, before that, he was talking about a whole bunch of other things. And then he was like, hey, man, yeah, praise God. That'd be great if you pray for me. You know, his whole demeanor changed. So every time he sees me, he has a difference in the way he talks. But there should be some kind of goals in your life that you're saying, God, show me these goals that you want me to reach. Amen. There could also be goals that you have in your businesses. With me, I do music. I had a goal. As September 1st, I have some singles that I've been releasing. They're all part of a collection called the Heartstir Collection. And I said, September 1st, I need to be done with the whole project. I said, I got some things that may be coming up. I need to get this project done. So Precious was like, okay. The couple days, I was like, babe, you guys are going to have to go in that room. I need to record, okay? So I'm in there, and they like, is it done yet, Dad? Is it done? No, it's not done yet. You guys are cool, though, right? All right, cool. Let me finish this recording. So I got it done. And guess what? After that, because I was willing to push to get my goals, people started asking me to come to more events. Oh, Keith, you got some stuff? Oh, yeah, I got it. It's ready to go. Praise God. Because I set this goal. Now, what I will say is God will bless you when you are diligent. Amen. You got Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Lynn, let's go to that real quick. This is the theme scripture for this, and I'll be preaching on this tomorrow as well. But it says, not that I've already attained or am already perfected, okay? But I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Let's keep on going. Verse 13. Hallelujah. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. One more. And it says, I press, somebody say press, toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm using this as a theme scripture because even Paul, one of the most important people in the gospel, as far as sharing the gospel and giving us books of the Bible, amen, he had to make goals so that he could do that. And one of the scriptures that he had was in a, we're going to go to Romans chapter 15 in a second, but his goal was to preach the gospel to people that have never heard it. He said, the disciples, okay, they're going here. My goal, I'm going to make my goal to go to places where nobody has heard the gospel before. Maybe you have a goal to share the gospel with some people in your workforce, the people that you work with, the people that you are always connected with. Maybe you have people in your family that you know are not, don't know what the gospel is, and you're saying, it's going to be my goal. It's going to be my goal to share the gospel with this person. It's going to be my goal to share the gospel. It's going to be my goal to do this and that. We have to have those goals or else we won't do things. It's easy to not do something. One thing I see about that video that we saw, he ran. But how many of us was like, it's one of my goals to run, but you never get to running, right? Nowadays, because New Year's resolutions and many other people that make goals, what happens is they make their goals so lofty, they don't stick to it. So now you ask people, what do you think about goals? Oh, I don't need them, right? They don't really help me. Have you heard somebody say New Year's resolutions don't really help? Why? Because they haven't figured out how to set and attain goals in their lives. Now, every new year, I write new goals. If you come into my room, I have a wall now of goals that I have set. One of my goals is to read 12 books this year. Last year, I probably read 2 or 3. But I was like, I want to read more books this year. So what I do, to not only do I say I want to read 12 books, I don't leave it there. I say, how am I going to do it? By every time I drop my kids off, sitting in the car 10 minutes, just waiting and reading that book. So now I'm finishing book chapter 6, okay? And school year started, so that makes it a lot easier. Now I'm back in the flow, right? So I got 3 books that are just in my car waiting to be read. So I said what my goal is, but I also said how I'm going to attain that. Have you ever did that with the gospel? Here's my goal. My goal is to share the gospel, right? My goal is to share the gospel, but how? Today, I met up with a brother today, and he wants to disciple young people. And one of the ways he wants to do it is to do some recording. He wants to learn how to be a recording engineer. And I was like, hey, I can help you. I've been recording for a certain amount of time. He met my dad. And so I met up with him, and today he gave me this wristband. And this wristband has scriptures that they use to share the gospel with people. Right? So they wear this wristband, and then they give it to people, and it says Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The next one is Romans 5:8. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Then he got other scriptures on here. Ephesians 2:8-9. We are royal priesthoods, chosen generations. So basically, he has this wristband to set in place how they share the gospel. So somebody made a goal, but they said, let's not just make a goal. Let's say how we're going to do it. Right? When's the last time, and I don't mean to be offensive, but when's the last time you shared the gospel with somebody? It's very important. We can't come to church and just think this is good for us. This message is not just for us. One of the things we talked about while we were eating today, we were just talking about the Bible calls the fivefold ministry to build, to equip the body of Christ, to train so that everybody can share the gospel. Amen? Amen? Amen. You guys are quiet in here today. It's been a long day. Amen. But what I am saying is this. Your goal, there has to be some kind of goal for you to share the gospel. There has to be goals in your life so you can move forward in what God has called you to do. And I believe that goals are not just, oh, I got to preach the gospel. That should not be the only goal. What gifts, what talents has God given to you? Amen. We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon. I'm going to go to Romans chapter 15, verse 14 through 25. I'm going to go ahead and read this. Romans chapter 15, verse 14 through 25. And like I said, this is Paul talking about his goal, like I said, to share the gospel with somebody that has never heard it. It says, now I myself am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with knowledge, able also to admonish one another. All right. What does admonish mean? To encourage, to build up. Right. And I'm going to say this. Your team can help you a lot. Right. Monica, if you are in a play or acting, if you have a team that you don't get along with, does it make it easier or does it make it hard? It makes it difficult, right? But when you have a team that's admonishing one another, man, I can see the best in you, right? That's why some people like to play with certain athletes and others don't like to play with them, because they learn how to admonish them, right? I can build you up and play and still do what I do at the same time. Other people, they clash with them. Oh, I can't play with that guy, man. Every time I'm with him, it just causes me problems, right? But it is our job as the body of Christ to admonish one another. To say, Monica, you have a special gift. I want to encourage you in using that gift, because when you use that gift, it changes people. So I am pushing you to reach a certain goal so that you can be the most effective that you can be. Today, some of the most effective speakers are motivational speakers, because people need motivation, right? When you come to church, you should be motivated not only in your spirit, but also in your mind. See, the word of God, it doesn't just motivate your body, right? It motivates your spirit. It should motivate your mind. It should train you to move forward in everything that God has said. Amen. Somebody say admonish. We don't say that a lot, so say build up. All right, so we building up. It says, verse 15, nevertheless, Brethren, I have written more boldly to you on some points as reminding you because of the grace given to me by God that I might be able to minister, that I might be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. It says verse 17, therefore, I have no reason to glory in Christ Jesus in things which pertain to God. I'm sorry. Therefore, I have reason. Forgive me. Therefore, I have reason to glory in Christ Jesus in the things which pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me in word and deed, to make the Gentiles obedient in mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about to Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. So this is his goal. He had a goal to preach from Jerusalem and all around I-Town, okay? So some of us, we can say, I have a goal. Let's say you live in Bellevue. I have a goal to reach Bellevue. But instead of saying the whole thing of Bellevue, you say, okay, I have a goal to reach Bellevue, but let me start in my neighborhood, okay? It starts with your neighbors. Did you guys know that? There's many things that start with your neighbors. So what I begin to do is I begin to pray with my neighbors. As soon as I get their name, this is how I even remember their names. I write it in my prayer list. What's your name? Okay, cool. All right, so now every time I see him, hey, Sarah, how you doing, Sarah? Okay, cool, I'm praying for you. I just want to let you know I'm praying for you. Why do I do that? Because I want God to move in situations. All right? It doesn't matter what nationality they are, what they believe, what issues they may have, right? If they're in another religious sect, I don't really care. I begin to pray that God begin to work on their hearts. So Paul is saying, I have a goal, somebody say goal, to reach people from Jerusalem and all around I-Town, okay, which is Illyricum, okay? And then he says, and so I have made it my aim, which is another word for goal, to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation. But as it is written, to whom he has not announced, they shall see. And to those who have not heard, they shall understand. For this reason, I have also been much hindered from coming to you, but now no longer having a place in these parts and having a great desire to desire these many years to come to you. Whenever I journey to you, to Spain, I shall come to you, for I hope to see you on my journey and to be helped on my way there by you, if first I may enjoy your company for a while. All right? It says, verse 25 is the last verse I read, but now I am going to Jerusalem to minister to the saints. Now, I was listening to somebody preaching this week, and they were talking about time management. Somebody say time management. And Jesus didn't waste his time. When you think about Jesus, he did the majority, actually it was a book that I was reading, he did the majority of his ministry in 3 years, okay? He started at 30, he was pretty much, he died and was rose again, amen, at 33. But he did all of his ministry in 3 years, and the Bible says this, it says that if everything that Jesus did was written, there's not enough books to contain what he did. That means Jesus came with a set goal and he stuck to it. All right. So we're talking God and goals. One thing is you have to set goals. The next thing is you must stick to them. Like Richie, Pastor Richard said, he said, I'm on the way, I'm halfway, but I'm tired. All right? Now, some of you guys know, I do push-ups every Monday through Friday. And I don't like doing them. I always tell you guys this. I don't like doing it, but I see the results. I started in February. This is now September. Okay? So I've been doing them for a while. And I've lost inches in my stomach and my waist. I've got bigger. But every time I get down to do them, precious, I'm like, golly, Why am I doing this? It's supposed to lightning out there. It is lightning in right now. But we have to stick to it, even though it might be tough. Because how many of you know those tough things that we do in life produce the strongest things in our life? Anybody ever lifted weights at all? How many of you know you can't get stronger if you don't lift any weights? Or you don't have some kind of resistance, right? Now, some people are like, yeah, you can. You can do all these. You have to have some kind of resistance to be able to get stronger. And by facing that resistance, even though it gets tough, I don't know about you, but if you actually lift weights, I remember sometimes we would do it and you're getting to 10 reps and then number 7, you're done. You can't do anymore. But somebody along the way, a spotter, will help you and you're like, oh, I can't do it. So they'll help you get it up. Come on, come on. Let's do 3 more. So they're helping you and you can't feel your arms or nothing anymore because you're like, man, I'm done. But because that person is spotting you, which means they're admonishing you, they're building you up, they're helping you, they help you get to 10. Then when you get that off, you're like, oh, my gosh, that was so hard. But those last 3 build so much in you. When you want to give up, characters build in you. I remember even in video games, if I was down big, I play people and I'm getting beat bad, I tell them I don't want to quit because I can learn something from this. So I'm like, okay. I taught myself, let's play it all the way through the end. I remember the very first time I played football, I got hit in my thumb. I wanted to quit. My dad said, no, you signed up. You have to play all the way through the year. And I ended up loving it. But at that moment, I thought that my dad was the meanest dad in the world. But what he taught me was when you start something, finish it. See, today, we just start many things. In our spiritual life, we start all these things. Oh, God, he's placed this in my spirit. I want to, and then you don't finish it. And if you keep doing that, you have a whole bunch of unfinished work that you've been supposed to do. Instead of just doing one thing and completing it, now you just have a whole bunch of unfinished stuff. Anybody ever had a whole bunch of unfinished homework? And you turn it in, what happens? Incomplete. It doesn't help. It doesn't work. But that's what happens when we set goals and we don't attain them. So one, we got to set goals. 2, we got to stick to them. 3, we got to complete them. We got to complete them. We got to get to the place where we say, as I looked at that last scripture, Paul said, this is what I want to do. Now I'm starting. I'm going there. Let me get going. I'm going to Jerusalem so I can start sharing it with the people that haven't heard. So I'm going to leave you with this. Right now, what goals do you have? What goals have you created? Some of us have a hard time writing down goals because we don't believe in ourselves. But I believe this with all my heart that God has gifted you each individually with great things in your life. Your goal, I have a goal to write a book. I had this goal for a while. And I'm just saying, okay, God, I have this goal. How will you write this book? Now this book is kind of interesting because every chapter that I have for this book already, God wakes me up early in the morning and I can't go back to sleep and he's telling me stuff. So I start writing it. So I'm like, God, when you do that, I'll finish that book. Amen. This I want direct download. Amen. But there's other goals that we may have in our lives that we need to set. Set the goal. Don't just set it and just put it somewhere where you can't find it. Put it up somewhere. Right, Mike? If your goal is to own a shop, I'm pretty sure you had that for a while. What do? You look at it and then you start saying, okay, what shops are available? What is available? You have to have some kind of goals in life. So we're talking spiritual goals. We're talking physical goals. Maybe we need to get in better health. I know I do, right? Maybe your goal is to eat healthier. So maybe you make sure you eat vegetables every day. It could be something like that, right? But we need to set goals in our lives, stick to the goals, and complete them. Amen? And on that, as we go, just even pray, God, show me what you want me to do. I know my dad has us do that every year. Pray about what you want to do this year. And how many of us actually wrote some stuff for that? Right? Some of us did. Okay, cool. Good. Have you guys looked back over those since then? Good, good. That's how you get them done, right? Go back and look and say, okay, God, help me with these goals. And the funny thing is sometimes there's going to be goals that you start, and there's things that God shows you not only about that goal, but about you. Where you've been like, man, God is telling me I run from a lot of things sometimes. He's saying, stick to it, son. Stick to it, my daughter. He's teaching you. He builds your character through these things. Amen. I'll finish this tomorrow. I have a few more passages that I will jump into talking about goals. But we have to make sure we set these goals and ask God to help, first of all, direct and lead us in the things that he has for us. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you, dear God, for your word. I pray, dear God, that you would be glorified in our lives, oh God. There's many things that we have in our hearts. There's many things, dear God, that even we don't even speak sometimes. But God, I pray to God that you would move in our situations, in our lives, God, that we would have goals that glorify you. And dear God, that you would give us the wisdom and the ability to get them done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon. And we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.